Hello.
Yes, hello, Mr. Leiter. This is Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. I just sent you your NY Weekly article. I believe you didn't have the link for that, so I've sent you that. And just to give you an update, that I'll be sending you the two articles links as well for the publications.
Okay.
And apart from that, just wanted you to know you sent me those images, so we are utilizing those ones.
Okay.
The one in the suit,
so then I should look at what is it, would that be for a final looking at it, and then it'll be published?
The article, let me tell you, you approved the article divided together. 2080.
Uh-huh.
That's the article we're going to publish, and we'll use that over there.
Okay.
And I just wanted
Very
to
good.
Know, I was just speaking to my team as well for your online presence. So when we actually search for your profile on Google right now, if I search Bruce Leiter, so I see the Google Knowledge Panel over there. That's
the what?
The Google Knowledge Panel, sir.
I'm not familiar.
If you search something on Google under your name, right?
Yeah.
Information that appears is you can say not up to date, because we see some of the books you published, the one Be Bolder, Pray and Play, the latest one Divided Together. These are the books you published.
There are two. Those are two of them.
Yeah, and there's another one, Divided Together, 2084.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some of the information is not updated, so we just wanted to know if you want us to work on this.
So what website did you get that on? Was that Amazon?
No, sir. It's on Google. Like, if you go on google.com, search your name, Bruce Leiter, right? So this is the information that appears on Google right now. But your image is missing, and your information, like, basic information that is included on the panel, and nobody has claimed this, so we need to claim this under your name so nobody can make changes to it in the future. So whatever information that will appear will be based upon the correct info and your social media accounts.
Okay.
So if you want us to work on this, you can let us know. So again, I can ask my social media teams and to work on this.
Well, I think I'll check out the things that you say on Google and see what I can do about it. And then if I can't get anything done about it, I'll contact you.
Because, sir, the reason I'm saying this is if you this has to be shown independent, right? The information. So what we will be doing, like, if you do that yourself, it will be a hassle for you, because the proper information, the back and forth information, have to be provided to Google. So what we can do, as we are already working on your online presence for articles for your Wikipedia profile, we can work on this as well. And it won't be charged.
Okay,
it won't be that much that you can't afford. This is a basic simple fee for it. And we will claim it under your name, right?
How much would that be?
That would be only $1,000, sir.
$1,000?
Yes, sir. And it's a one-time fee.
No, I think I'll work on it myself and see what I can do first. $1,000 is a lot to me, especially with inflation.
You can let me know how much
my,
you can do, so I can, work on this professionally, sir. In a way that whatever information appears should be to the point and correct.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can do first, and then I'll get a hold of you folks if I want to do more. I want to do a lot of promotion in the new year, and if you're interested in promoting my website and my books, then maybe we can make a deal in the new year, next year. If you call me back,
like
then.
New book?
What?
You're launching a new book, sir, for the PR?
I'm writing a new book, yeah.
Okay, and you'll be, like, when this will be out, sir, like publishing it?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I'm working on it now, and I don't know how long it'll take, but we'll see. We'll see. It's a historical novel, which is a departure from all my other books.
We can, like, provide you some promotion based on the information you want to make public. We can work on that.
Yeah. Well, I will consider that in terms of you versus maybe some other people who also promote books, and then I'll make a decision at that time. But it has to be in the new year because I won't have the extra money that I expect until then.
Mm-hmm. So I can do one thing. I can discuss with the team and share the information what we can offer and how we'll be approaching to this.
And how much it'll cost. And,
yes. So do you have
and then I can compare that
so
with, with other people and their expense, they, whatever cost they will say they need. And then I'll make a decision based on that.
Of course, sir, I totally understand. But what I was asking is that to send you a proposal, I need to know what sort of a budget you have in mind. What's the maximum you can stretch out?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I won't know for sure exactly how much until 2023. So call me back in January sometime.
All right, sir. And in the meantime,
then I'll
yeah.
know a bit more.
Okay, in the meantime, I also create some proposal for you, and then we can discuss, you know, like, obviously, sir, if you're going for publishing and creating PR, like, any amounts you have, because I will create that budget in a way that is affordable to you, so
okay.
I need a number so I can work around that number.
Okay, I'll let you know then in January.
Okay, not a problem. So in the meantime, so... Do you want us to work on the panel right now or not, sir? If you cannot go 1,000, how much can you do so we can work on this? Like, any amount you have in mind?
Just put a pause on that until next year, and then I'll have a better idea as to how much
mm-hmm.
I can afford.
Okay.
For example, I have money in Canada that I'm going to bring over, but I don't know how much that will be because the Canadian exchange is different.
Of course,
from,
it's different. It's around one USD is around like 1.34, something like that. So,
yeah,
you know, USD into
cash. So, but I don't know what it'll be then, and so I'll find out pretty much what I can afford then.
Well, sir,
then,
that's what I'm saying. I totally understand your point, but what I was trying to do is to save you some money for that as well. Like, going that at point of time might be expensive. So what if you can do, like, 600 to 700 as well, I can, you know, do something for you right now.
I won't do anything until the new year.
All right.
And then I'll know for sure.
Okay, so in the meantime, I'll create a proposal for you as well.
Okay, very good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My email.
All right. I'll be sending
you
the updates as well, sir. Thank you very much.
Great.
You take
care,
sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.